I started my podcast in 2018 with no real idea of what it was going to become. My friend Jake, on the other hand, he spent about 8 months building the podcast. We did this together. He joined our coaching program. And fast forward, after he launches, the podcast turns into a business by itself, right? So if you look at it, I started with essentially zero planning. Jake started with 8 months of planning, and we're both in great spots. He has a podcast that's a business. My podcast turned into a podcast coaching system and an entire business. So I can make an argument for both sides. And that's why I created this episode today. We're going to unpack this. When is the perfect time to start your podcast? Thanks for tuning in. Let's run it. How do you know when to start your podcast? You don't. There's no magic answer. And that's tough for perfectionists, systems-oriented people, and non-creatives. Now, everybody is creative. We know that, right? But some people are more creatively inclined. And in school, we kind of call this words people and then numbers people, right? That's one way to kind of characterize it. But for people who want to follow a step-by-step process, getting started with your podcast is difficult because it feels like you need to have certain things in place for it to begin. But unfortunately, those things are defined by you. So it's a self-fulfilling prophecy of paralysis by analysis, right? A few ways that you can look at it. Three ways, actually. The first way I look at it is, where are you in your journey, right? So this would be the audience first approach. What I mean by this is building up the audience first. If you have 5, 10, 15,000 plus followers, it's actually way easier to start a podcast now than it was when you didn't have any followers. The reason being is you already know what people who interact with your content like. So the audience first approach is actually saying, hey, wait, we're not going to do this yet. We're going to wait. We're going to lay back. We're going to watch. We're going to observe. We're going to listen. And we're going to gather the data from human beings that are engaging with us, whether that's our customers, our prospects, our leads, our audience members, our fans, haters, you know, whoever that might be, clients, you name it. We're going to take in this data and then we're going to go ahead and build the podcast, right? So that's one way to do it. And it could be the way that you do it. But by the end of this, you're going to determine which way is right for you because I'm only giving you a few options. On top of this, we have the podcast first. This is somebody who might not have a background in social media. This is for somebody who is an expert in their particular field, but they haven't built an audience based on them being an expert, right? So they've done the thing, they've done it in multiple contexts, but they haven't actually gone ahead and transferred that to the social media realm. So they don't have the following yet. They don't have the 5, 10, 15,000 followers yet. If that's the case, then your approach is called podcast first. This is build as you go. This is make the podcast so damn good. On top of this, you can find your market gap, which is the gap in the podcast market that your podcast will serve. Right? So you can start there. And what you're doing is you're putting all of your energy into the podcast, right? Because that's your product. And you're not really worrying about building this massive audience yet, right? Then we have what most of our clients do, which is developing an audience and developing your podcast at the same time. Not all brands need a podcast, but all podcasts need a brand. And many times, the podcast actually becomes more popular than the brand that created it. This is because it's easier to consume media than it is to buy something, right? So that's a great ideal scenario to happen. But that really only happens if you focus on the audience building and the podcast at the same time. So if you have an audience in the thousands, getting into the tens of thousands, launching a podcast based on what they want, creating bingeability, and maybe even if you want to make your life easier, add a co-host in there who also has a following, and now you have the ideal power play. You can create a podcast around things that you're already talking about, and this co-host is already talking about, and it's pretty easy. The audience is already there. If you're going to go podcast first, you can take the time to put all of your energy into the product, into the podcast itself. Maybe it's really high quality video editing. Maybe it's local interviews, right? Maybe it's like my client Jake, who lives in Costa Rica and is showcasing business owners in Costa Rica. Him doing that and taking all that time to focus on the production has allowed him to literally create a business around his podcast that he didn't even know was possible until he went out and created the podcast. But he put all of his time and attention into the production, post-production, and the podcast itself. And he's also building his audience at the same time. So that leads us to the both, right? Which is basically you have two jobs. One job is to do the podcast, and the other job is to build your audience online by posting every single day, commenting. If it's on YouTube, it's figuring out that algorithm. If it's on LinkedIn, it's getting in people's comments every day. And that's really how this works, right? So if the question is, when do I know? Unfortunately, neither me or any other coach is going to be able to tell you exactly when that perfect time is, right? Same way you can't tell your clients when the perfect time is to do something because it doesn't exist. But what we can do is look at the options and see which of these options fits us the best. So I hope this helps answer that question. My name is Ryan from Podcast Principles. This is what we help people do. We've helped hundreds of people launch their podcasts. So if that's something you're looking to do, kind of eliminate some of that learning curve, get some help and best practices so you don't have to search around YouTube and Google, we are your podcast customer service. The link is always in the description to book a call with me directly and talk through your idea. We are on all platforms, even the ones nobody uses. Thank you for tuning into this episode, and we will see you next week. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the newly improved Ryan Sullivan Show. Now, since this podcast has changed, I want to get some new people in here in this kind of new ecosystem, whether it's business, entrepreneurship, podcasting, social media content. So if you know anybody who likes content like this, maybe they're just starting their brand, make sure to share it with them. That's the only thing I'm going to ask you to do here. You know the deal. If you've listened once, make sure to hit that follow and subscribe if you actually enjoyed. And finally, really would mean a lot if you could share this with at least one person so we can continue to help people grow and launch their business and their podcast. Okay, I'll catch you next week.